understanding some of the things we're supposed to be doing. One of the things I want to point out to you now is once you get to module 3 and any assignment pretty much after module 3, there is this rubric down here. And so this rubric tells you the correct number of records you should have for each query that you are going to create. So module 3, the review, case 1, case 2. We're not going to do case 3, so don't go that far. We're just going to do case 1 and case 2. For each time you create a query, you're going to run it, and you should get the same number of records that you have here. All right, if you don't get the same number of records that's listed here, then you know that you did something wrong, and you need to fix it or find out what it is or contact me so that you can get the number correctly. All right, so I'll show you what I mean. Got you. No worries. Riverview, where's my... This is on the campus page, yes.
You said module 3 is due
when? I'm not sure. It's on campus. I'm not sure the exact date.
Is it like already up like assignments so we can submit it?
Correct, yeah. I just uploaded it. Try this. Where's my access? Okay, there we go. Can you guys see it, or do you need me to zoom in? Okay, so I have my tables here. Billing, owner, visit. Actually, let me go over this real quick. The relationship part of it. So with these one-to-many relationships that we create at the end of module 2, what they are basically doing is it's ensuring that every owner ID that's coming from the owner table, like everyone here, if any owner IDs are in this animal table, they need to come from this owner ID table. So basically, we can't add in an owner ID in the animal table that doesn't come from the owner table. So it ensures that all of the owners will match up and will be correctly inputted because anything that's in this table has to come from this table. So it can show up one time over here, but it can show up like as many times as it wants over here. But all the values from here need to come from this owner table. Does that make sense? Okay, and same thing with the visit. All right, so this animal ID here, if there's any animal IDs in this visit table, then they have to come from this animal ID. All right, it won't allow us to do the relationship if any of these records are off. All right, so it just ensures that all the data matches up and aligns. Basically, like if it's coming from somewhere, it makes sure that it's actually correct. Does that make sense? The relationships? All right.
Quick question.
Yep.
So example for the owner, like if you change the owner ID and the owner, will that like change it in the owner ID and the animal?
If I change it here, will it change here?
Yeah, like if you like add something.
So. Like if I change a number or just any value. Automatically?
Yeah.
Let's see. What's your last name? How you spell it? Social Security number?
Oh.
Okay. All right, so let's see. So the owner table was related to the animal table, right?
Yeah.
So it's not automatically added, but we can now add it in here if we wanted to. So we can now add it 12500, and then I believe that was the value we used. And Jacob, just put there.
No, I think that's the date.
Oh, that's the date. Mm-hmm. All right. So actually, sorry, we don't, that's not your name. But yeah. So basically what that does now, so see, I just tried to add this and it said, you cannot add or change record because a related record is required in the table owner. So I didn't save it.
What are we doing?
I was just playing around. No, we're he wanted to see if we can add a record in here and if it automatically shows in another table. So we're trying to see if we add an owner ID here, does it automatically get added to the animal because they have the relationship?
So my next question is, if it doesn't add, so what's like the purpose of having like the relationship?
What's the purpose of relationship? It's freaking like companionship. People get lonely and just need people to know. So the purpose of the relationship, I'll show you. So if I wanted to add a, let's say an owner or animal inside the owner ID table, right? So I'm going to add a record here. All right. So if I go into my animal and I'll create a new one, 126. And we'll go 2700. And I'll do flow because I see that. And the rest we don't need, right? So I just tried to add the record. And what did it say?
You cannot.
I can't add it. Why can't I add a record?
Because a related record is required in table owner.
So in order for information to go here, it needs to be somewhere else first. So I need to add it to the owner table first. So I can't add an owner in that doesn't exist already in the owner table. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what the relationships do.
So like, say like if you like started off in the owner, like did it go down like the whole chain of relationships to just to input everything?
No. It's just once it's there, then like all these things kick in. If the relationships wasn't there, then I can add an owner there first and then it could relate to there. But because the relationship is already there, like I have to add it in that order of it coming from the owner table to the animal. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So and then for like that type of relationship, it's like one to many, or is it like one to one?
One to many.
Mm-hmm. One to many.
One to many.
Val?
So to make it one to many, once you drag this to this one, you just make sure you click these first two checkboxes. The enforce, the referential integrity, and then the cascade update related fields.
If it was one to one.
So the one to one wouldn't have these checked. And then it'll give you that one to one. So yeah, we want to make sure that these are checked. All right.
So and then my last question is like, what would be the difference between like one to one and like one to many?
So one to one, basically you can only have this owner ID only show up one time in this table, and then it could only show up one time in another table also. Like, it's not really used that often. What was the example I used to use? So the one to many, one to one, let's say you were looking at all of the community colleges, right, in California, all right? And let's say this table was like the schools, all the community colleges, and this was like all the presidents of community college, right? So every school has to have basically one president, right? You can't have multiple presidents at, you know, one school. So basically you're able to link a president to a school, like a one-to-one, because each school can only have one president. So that would be like that one-to-one relationship. In databases, like it's not really used that often. The majority of the time, it's the one to many. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Any other? Elizabeth?
If you want to say something, you can go back and change it and get points back.
Yeah. Did you guys hear a question? Okay. She said if I take off points for something, are you able to resubmit it to get like those points back? And the answer is yes. Yes. So basically now everything is due like Wednesday, I believe. Or there's some things due Friday, but basically just try to get everything turned in by Wednesday. I'm not accepting any more assignments after Wednesday.
Wait, module 3 and 4?
Module 3 and 4, yeah.
By when? This one?
Next Wednesday.
Oh.
Sorry, guys. Sorry. Next Wednesday. Yeah.
So for like the previous Excel, like we don't
Excel.
We don't get a.
We're done with Excel. We're done with Excel.
Oh.
Excel was last.
So Access is fine. Like
Access is fine. Yeah.
If we go back to correction and we submit it back, we will get a point.
Okay. Correct. Yeah. All right, and I still haven't graded like a lot of Access. I'm gonna finish the quizzes today. Don't rush me. I'm going to finish it. Yeah, no, I'm going to finish it. I do, but I need to get these quizzes graded. So, yeah, I should have that done today. But don't quote me.
For the quiz, do you think I can go back to like review some of the stuff? Like for the Excel quiz.
Can you go back to review it?
It was you, like just some like points that you did up there.
If you want me to go over it with you, I can, yeah, for sure. Okay. All right, so let's get out of this. I'm done with the relationship part of that. Okay, so let's get into the query part. So when we create a query, what are we doing?
That's what
Question. creating a question, right? And we are going to kind of formulate to answer that question. So, the first thing you should understand when creating queries, one of the things you need to do is understand the data. What do I mean by understand the data? I should understand the things that I'm going to be searching for or the things that I'm going to be looking for. So I should understand what information is in the animal table. I don't have to remember it by heart, but I should know that if somebody's asking or wanting to see like a certain dog or like a certain animal type, I should know where to find that information. I should know whether it's in the animal table, the visit table, the billing, or the owner table, right? If they're asking for a certain owner from a certain state, I should know where that information is. So one of the first things you should do is look at the data that you're going to be creating queries from, right? On the quiz, when you have to create queries, you want to understand the data that you're actually dealing with, that you're actually working on, in order to be able to make better queries, all right? So after you look at your tables, you understand kind of what you're dealing with, then you can go in and you can start to create your queries, all right? So for module three, one of the first ones you do, we're gonna create a query that's going to show all the animal types that are specified as dog, right? And it tells us what fields to show, what not to show. So the first thing we'll do is we'll go to create, and we're going to go to query design. All right. So when you get to this table, it says show table. You only wanna add tables that you are grabbing information from. All right, so there's four tables here, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to use information from the animal table. And I'm going to use information from the owner and the visit table. And I'm just reading the book that's telling me what tables to choose. So I have three. It doesn't matter what order these are in. Like, you can move it around if you want to. Otherwise, you can leave it. It's not going to affect your query one way or the other. But for some people, it like looks weird if they're not in order. So you can have it set up like that. All right. So it says to add those tables. And then it tells us what fields to add.
When you say that, can you also add owner to visit? Or does it have to be like in that order?
It doesn't matter. Any order.
So I could add order, owner to visit to animal.
Something like that?
It does, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Yeah, you can stack them. It's all the same. It's all the same. So it tells us what fields to display, right? So it says animal name, animal birth date, and animal type. It's probably not a good example there. So we're going to display animal name, animal birth date, and animal type. Right, and then it says add the following fields from the visit table. We're gonna add visit date and reason. So visit date will be here. I'm just double clicking to drop them down here. All right, you can also click this arrow and search for it. I think a lot of times it's easier just to find it, double click on it here, and it drops down. But however you do it is fine. And then it says from the owner table, we're going to add first name, last name, phone, and email. So we're going to add first name, last name, phone, and email. All right, so we have all those fields from the three different tables, and they're down here. We're good on that part? Okay. So now it comes to the point where we are creating the query. So it says we want to see only the ones that are categorized or that is animal type is a dog, right? So we should know that dog is an animal type, right? And to specify that so that it only returns the ones that are dog, we're going to put that on this row that says criteria, All right, so this criteria is basically asking us what specifically are we looking for. That's what that says. We're specifically looking for all the animal type that fall under the category of being a dog. All right. If I misspell dog, I'm not going to get any results. It has to be typed in exactly the way that it is in the table. All right. So if I run this query under animal type, what do we see?
Dogs.
We see all dogs, right? So we just basically took our table, compiled some information together, and now we're able to see exactly what we want to see, which are all the ones that are animal type as dog. Got a question, Andy?
So if we change dog, that would change right here?
Yeah, so if we take off dog. Now under animal type, we see dog, cat.
Everything.
We see everything. Birds.
Okay.
Yeah, cattle. We see everything. All right, but if we only want to see one specific thing, we just have to input, and it has to go under what it relates to. So if I try to put dog under visit date, all right, there's no dog under dates. But if I run it, it says data type mismatch in criteria. So it won't let me do it there, but I'll show you if we try to do it animal name and we put dog. You're gonna get this, all right? And it's showing this because it's trying to basically let us know that there's no animal name that says dog. So we get zero results. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So dog goes under animal type. We run it. And we get 25 records, right? And it tells us to name this query dog animal type. So we'll click OK. And we just created our query. Right. So now once I create my query, I can go here to check it and see if my results actually match. All right. So dog animal type, all these are abbreviated with the name of the query. So dog animal type is abbreviated DAT. And I should have 25 records. How many records did I have? 25. So that lets me know that I did this correctly. All right. So this is like this, you shouldn't get any queries wrong inside of your assignments because you have a way to check it to make sure that you get the correct number. If you get it wrong, then you just chose to get it wrong and didn't care. Because you can always ask me, like, I'm getting the wrong number. Can you help me? And then I'll help you. All right. So if you're getting it wrong, it's your decision. All right. So that's what that rubric does. It helps you to kind of self-check your work, any query you're working on, so that you know whether you're doing it right or wrong. All right. One of the things I'll go over also is if they ask for, it kind of gets into when they're asking for multiple criteria. So if they say dog and... Not dog and cats. I'll get there. I wanted to do something else. Dog and the reason for the visit to be Spain, right? So let's say we want to see all the dogs and the reason for their visit was Spain. All right. So if we were to put that into here, we would put reason, we will put Spain, right? So you see how dog and Spain is on the same row? It's on the same line. Anytime you input criteria and it's on the same line, the same level, what it means is and. So you're saying it has to meet this and this. Make sense? And
does the capital letter S matter?
Capital letter, no, doesn't matter. Yeah.
Do you have to put a quotation mark around it?
The quotation is going to be added on its own. You don't have to add it. Once you hit tab or click somewhere else, it'll add those automatically. All right. So anytime it's on the same line, it means and. So it needs to meet this and this. If this was here, you see what row this is on? It's on the or row. So this one is saying it needs to meet this or this. So that means both of those can show up on the list. If they're on the same line, then they have to meet both of them. All right, so it's like if you're going somewhere and they tell you you need two forms of ID. You need your driver's license and social security card, right? That means you need to have both of those or else you can't go into or do whatever you're trying to do, right? If they say you need to have one or the other, all it takes is one to gain access into that system or go into that facility. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Okay. So we see we have a bunch of other rows underneath this or. All these other rows basically mean or. They're all simply or. All right. So if you have like five different criteria that they're asking you for, saying they need to meet this or this or this or this or this, you would just list all five of those different things. You can list them down here. So we can say cat. We can say bird. What else is on there? Cattle.
Sheep.
All these are just basically just or rows underneath. All right, so don't get confused by it.
So right now, the way you have it, it will be all those animals or Spain. I mean, if we were submitting the query like that, like you have it right now, it would look for dog, cat, bird, cattle, sheep, or Spain, and pull up all those animals that had Spain will be in your chart?
Not quite. You're on the right path. The only thing that's throwing or making a difference is this, right? The Spain is only on the same line as dog.
Okay.
So that's the only one that needs to meet Spain, only dog.
Oh. So
okay.
Go ahead. So it'll give me dog Spain information and then all the cat, bird, cattle, sheep.
Yes.
Whatever information.
Or any of these other animals. All right, so
that don't
this
have to deal with Spain.
Correct. Spain has nothing to do with these other criteria down here.
Okay.
Spain only deals with what line it's on and what it's related to.
Okay. So if we wanted to do Spain or for all those animals, we'd have to put Spain on each of those lines. The same line as cat, the same line as bird, the same line, etc.
That's one way we can do it. And I'll show you another way that we can do it also. That was your question? Okay, so, no, you're good. So another way that we can do it inside of Access, like when we want to say like or, is
they're all going to be connected to Spain.
Correct. Correct. So like if you give them the results for something, they say, well, what about this, right? You just go back into design view, change it, run it, and give them that.
But this is like, when it's just like a sheet of information, if it's like a website, that's totally different kind of,
yeah.
Like this will look different, right? It's more coding and more.
Correct, yeah. Yeah, but as far as just the database itself, like this is what you would see. Yeah. All right, so do we understand the difference between and or?
Yeah.
right. A lot of times you'll see as you're working on these assignments, you'll have like two queries and they're pretty much named the same thing, except one is going to be saying this and this, and another one's going to say this or this. And the only difference will be the criteria needs to be on separate levels if it's or it needs to be on the same level if it's and. All right. Jacob?
So, like, let's say for an animal type, I wanted to do dog and cat. So instead of or, can I just type out, like, and?
No. Good question. There is no and condition or function that you can use in access. So you can't say that. That will get you an error message inside of... I messed up. But if you say dog and cat, that'll get you an error message. Like, it won't work. You won't get any results. Because there is no and operator that you can use inside of access. Unless it's with between. But I don't want to confuse you.
So if I wanted to do dog, I'd have to make a whole different query than cat, make a whole different query. If I wanted to do both for Spain.
No, you just say or. So the and, basically when you say or, and it's on the same line as your other criteria, it means and. You just can't use the wording of and. Use the wording of or, but because it's on the same row, same level, it means and. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay.
Does that mean only shows like those informations, like the dog and cat?
It's only going to show dog or cat for Spain. I don't know if there are any. We might not get any results. So there are. So there's two dogs and one cat. That the reason for their visit was Spain. All right. All right. So I'll show you also the difference. I'll show you the or. So, if we look here under reasons, we see vaccination, right? Why is this able to show up on my list, although it doesn't meet the criteria of Spain?
It shows a dog.
Because you put Spain under or.
So Spain is under or, but why is this showing up? This is not Spain.
It just needs to meet dog and cat.
It meets dog and cat.
It needs to meet dog or cat, right? It needs to meet one of the two. Either needs to be a dog. Either needs to be a dog or a cat, or it needs to be Spain. So there's going to be Spain that shows up, right? But if it shows up and it's not Spain, then it has to meet one of the other criteria of being dog or cat. Does that make sense?
It's Spain for a different animal. Like, what if it's Spain for?
That's fine.
It'll still show up.
As long as... Correct. Because it meets the criteria of Spain. It only has to meet one of those two.
So,
dog and cat or Spain. No matter what animal it is, it needs to meet one of those two. You want to say something?
Yeah, I thought. It's the same question.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Any other questions on this? No? Okay. So I want to make sure you guys are clear on the queries. The access quiz is basically like queries. That's what you're going to be creating. It's like 8 to 10 queries that you're going to create.
What's the most difficult one?
What's the most difficult one?
It's going to pop up.
It's going to be something similar to this. I'll show you. No, it was a cough. Yeah, it was just a cough. Where is that assignment?
The carry.
Yeah.
I just seen it. I was just looking at it.
It shows up for you guys, right?
On here is after access 3K1.
Oh, okay.
Above module 4.
There it is.
On the phone, anyway.
So this is like your practice access quiz assignment. It just looks that way. It's easy. Piece of cake. So I think this is the one students ask about the most. So, this one says to show restaurant name for orders placed on April 26th and May 4th for restaurants that have a website, or restaurants with takeout only, or restaurants with orders on March 30th.
That's a date of LA Riot.
Huh?
April 26th, that's a date of LA Riot.
Yeah?
Yeah, I heard that in
the
song.
Huh, what song?
April 26, 1992.
How's it go?
Yeah, we can't just start a song and not. Who sings it?
There was a riot on the streets. Tell me about you. Got the rest of the lyrics.
Who sings it?
I have no idea.
Was it from Hamilton?
What?
Was it from Hamilton?
I don't know.
Sounds like funny. Okay, we can look it up later. So. And one of the things, like, as you start to go over the assignment, as I go through this, I'm going to go over this with you guys in class, and there's also a video I do on the same assignment to kind of help you guys out, give you guys a better understanding. But one of the things I'll kind of teach you and try to help you do is to understand exactly what the query is asking you for. So the first part of this that is asking for is orders placed on April 26th and May 4th. For restaurants that have a website. So this green part is all going to be on the same row because it's asking for three things, but it's saying and. So all three of these criteria are going to be on the same row, right? That part kind of makes sense. They're all and in between. So they're all going to be on the same row. This or tells us we're going to use another row, right? We're going to drop down to use another row. And for here, we're going to put orders with takeout only. So that's what's going to be on that second level, that second row. We have another or, so that tells us we're going to use the third row. And for here, we're going to have restaurants with orders on March 30th. So if you're able to understand it and break it down like this to be able to color code it, it's really easy to just input this into Access once you understand what needs to go where. You can understand that all the green is going to be on the same level inside of Access. All the blue is going to be on the same level inside of Access. All the purple is going to be on the same level.
Okay, so for the green highlight part, it would be April 26th or May 4th, and then next to it, website.
Correct. On that same row, it's going to have website. Website is a yes or no field, so it's going to be yes.
Or is the bottom portion, yeah?
Or means we're going to use another row.
Which is the
underneath.
Bottom part.
Yes. All right, so then under that, you would have takeout only, which is also a checkbox yes or no field. So you'll write yes under takeout only. And then on that third row, you're going to have another date. That makes sense?
Which is March.
Which is March 30th. But that's like the hardest one.
Do you think there's a... never mind. I'll just look at it.
Okay.
Is that worth 5 points?
This is worth 5 points because I'm basically doing all the work for you. Yeah. Like I said, I'll go over all of it in class. There's videos on it. So it's not a matter of you doing it to get points. It's doing it. If you turn it before I do it? I just did one. No. If you turn it before I do it, and everything is correct. See, I knew you was going to push it, Jacob. I give you 10. Give you 10.
Give you 10 for what? Turn it in before?
Before I do it, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Huh?
Tomorrow.
Well, we didn't clarify a date.
I mean, the test is next Wednesday.
Yeah, but I want to go over it far in advance so that you have a good understanding.
You're really not trying to make us sleep tonight.
What? No, that's not my goal. But I'm just trying to help you guys out.
Do it where? Like, be in a table for this?
So the table is given to you in Canvas. So once you download my mixtape, then you get the database here. And this has all the access information.
Is that the example?
Mm-hmm. Similar to this. And you'll go in, you'll open up your tables, you'll look at it, see the information, and then you'll start creating your queries.
And that, I gotta change the view, right, to get to that part?
Well, you gotta create the query.
So yeah, you gotta
create, and then query design. And then you'll be able to choose your tables. And
so you don't have to put a navigation panel first? Like change the, what's that? Change to navigation panel, then go to the design?
Doesn't matter, however you get there is fine. But you need to start creating your query, you need to go to create and then query design.
Create query design.
Mm-hmm.
And from there we can start doing the work.
Correct. Ingrid, my time is up. I'm done. No, I'm just okay, so you got any questions, anything else? All right, we'll head over to second lab. The rest of you guys, I'll see you tomorrow. You guys, enjoy the rest of your day. All right, you have a good one, Brenda.